This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's not exactly a new addition to the Phoenix skyline, but there it is in a parking lot, a makeshift camp for homeless people near the official shelter that has run out of room. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark tells us why city officials and homeless advocates say the tent city might actually be a useful thing.
Mark Hollerin runs the nonprofit Central Arizona Shelter Services that opened the homeless camp, an asphalt lot, a few porta potties, and some awnings for shade.
This is sort of an overflow to our overflow shelter.
Even though the numbers of chronically homeless in Phoenix have gone down in the last 5 years, this summer, demand at Hollerin's downtown shelters is up. That's partly because police are enforcing the city's ban against sleeping on the streets after complaints from businesses. That's according to Jody Liggett, an advisor to Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton.
That makes it very hard to conduct business when you have folks lying on the ground in front of your entrance. So they have tightened up enforcement.
Liggett says the parking lot shelter is a way to deal with the consequences of the sleeping ban head on, rather than taking what you might call the leaf blower approach.
Chasing them into another precinct or into another city.
It may not look really good.
That's Mark Hollerin again from the shelter.
But that allows us to say, here's the problem now, what can we do?
One answer, Hollerin says, more affordable housing. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.